welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we have the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles taking on your Dunedin Blue Jays. The Mighty Muscles come into tonight's series opener with a 7-2 record, but having lost their last two, while the Blue Jays come in with a 3-6 record after losing both of their first two series to start off the season. On the bump for Fort Myers is the Twins' 26th-ranked prospect, according to MLB.com, 19-year-old righty Marco Rea. Rea makes his second start of the season tonight and takes on a lineup that largely struggled this past season during their series in Tampa. In his first start against Jupiter, Rea went 4.1 innings pitch, giving up 3 runs, hits, and got a no decision. Going against him for Dunedin is the righty Matt Swanson, making his first career start. Swanson went 4 innings in relief of Connor Cook in the first game of the Tampa series. He gave up 1 hit and walked 1 while striking out 5 in that relief appearance.
Leading off for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, shortstop number 21, Noah Miller.
Looks like we're ready for action to get started here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Noah Miller, the shortstop, will lead it off for Fort Myers. First pitch he sees is taken for a ball, 1-0 to start off the count. And that one swung on, grounder over to second, picked up by Machado, throw over to Nunez in time for the out. And that is one away. Looking at the defensive alignment for the Blue Jays in the outfield left to right, we have Angel Del
now batting center fielder number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
The infield third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Raquelvin DeCastro, Esteban Machado, and Rainer Nunez with Victor Mesia behind the plate. Emmanuel Rodriguez, center fielder, leading off, taking that first pitch for a strike. Rodriguez leading the Mighty Muscles in home runs this season. He's got 4, double the second best. There's a popper left side that looks like it should get out of play, and it will, about 3 rows deep. One 0-2 count to Rodriguez. One down, the wind blowing straight out to right field. And a cut and a miss. Swanson gets Rodriguez out on strikes, and that's 2 down.
Now batting left fielder number 11, Kyler Fedko.
Kyler Fedko, the left fielder. Fedko starting the season off very strong, batting 448 through his first 8 games, including 5 extra base hits. That first pitch taken just a little bit outside, 1-0. Swanson kicks, delivers. There's a fly ball left center field. Desan Brown gets underneath that one and makes the grab for out number 3. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. Nothing. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Have you ever sold a team? Leading off for the Blue Jays, center fielder, number 3, Desan Brown.
Machado and Damiano Palmigiani. The righty Marco Rea pitching to start this game for Fort Myers. Former fourth round pick back in 2020 out of Laredo, Texas. First pitch to Desan. He looks to lay down a bunt and he gets that one foul. And that'll be 0-1 to start off the center fielder. As I mentioned in the pregame, Rea started the game on Tuesday, last Tuesday, for Fort Myers against Jupiter, going 4 1/3, giving up 3 runs, 2 of them being earned. Second start of the season tonight. Chopper left side also fouled off by Desan Brown. Now an 0-2 count. Desan Brown is struggling at the plate early on, batting 206. But he definitely has a speed threat if he can get on. He checks his swing. Did he go? And yes, the call by the first base umpire. I didn't think he did.
Now batting second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the second baseman. First pitch he sees is up high, taken for ball 1-0. Fires, fouled off left side. Infield shaded a little bit right. Third baseman Jake Rucker, and that's a liner into left field. That's going to be a single for Machado, the first hit we see of the game. And that's going to bring up Damiano Palmigiani. Looking at Fort Myers defense in the outfield left to right, we've got Kyler Fedko, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kala.
Now batting third baseman, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Plate is Dylan Tatum forming the battery with Rea. One on, one away. Damiano Palmigiani throw over and back in time. Machado just barely able to get in safely. Palmigiani batting 364 in the year. He's tied for the team lead with Rainer Nunez in home runs. They each have 3. And he's leading the team in RBI with 11. He's been very productive out of that 3-hole. The first pitch he takes is inside, taken for ball 1-0. Rea kicks, fires again. That one taken lower outside corner for a strike. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Gianni at the plate, Machado on first. Nunez on deck. And time called. Time called by the field umpire. We'll try it again, a ball and a strike. Machado off of the pitch, throw from Tatum is in time. Machado is caught stealing. Third caught stealing by Dylan Tatum this season. He's 3 for 7 on attempts. Guns down Machado to keep him out of scoring position. Send him back to the dugout. 2-2 pitch, cut and a miss by Palmigiani, and that will end the inning. One hit, no men left on base. We'll head to the top half of the second. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Mighty Muscles, designated hitter number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Noah Cardenas, catcher by trade, but DHing tonight. Former UC. Swanson back on the bump. First pitch to Cardenas is low and outside in the dirt. Scooped up by Messier, and that'll be 1-0. Cardenas, the 22-year-old, was drafted last year. Last year, the eighth round out of UCLA. As I mentioned, he's got a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way from Swanson. That one in there. Catches the corner. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Swanson kicks, fires. Foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. Squared up. Struggling at the plate so far to start the season, batting 125. That one low and outside in the left-handed batter's box. That runs the count full, three balls, two strikes. Sixteen at bats so far, only two hits for Cardenas. And that's a pop fly shallow right field. Coming in is Martinez, going out is Machado. Martinez calls him off and actually makes a catch about halfway between the beginning of the outfield grass and the warning track, and that will be...
Now batting, right fielder, number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Kalei Rosario, the right fielder. On one away. First pitch to him is taken right down the middle for a strike. Oh, and one. Outside, evens it up, a ball and a strike. Rosario, the 19-year-old, born in Hawaii, drafted in the fifth round in 2020. Pops that one up on that might stay in play. Nunez getting underneath it, and he will make the grab, backpedaling, and that's two down.
Now batting, first baseman, number 12, Jesus Feliz.
Jesus Feliz making his season debut. He had Tommy John surgery back in October of 2020. And now he's fully recovered, back healthy. Surgery most commonly used on pitchers, and it's very atypical for a first baseman to have to undergo the procedure, but he did and he's back. 1-1 and a broken bat. Swanson jumps out of the way of it, makes a nice grab on the hop, and that will end the inning. A 1-3 put out. We'll head to the bottom half of the second.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, first baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Nunez coming in just a hair under Palmigiani with a 361 average. As I mentioned, he's tied with Palmigiani for the lead, or team lead in home runs. All three coming in the last series against Tampa, including a two-homer game on Sunday. Takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Kick by Rea, fires, and in there for a called strike. Heaves it up, ball and a strike. Swing on, grounder over to short. Picked up by Miller. Throw is in time to get Nunez. That'll be one away. That brings up the right fielder, Gabriel Martinez.
Now batting right fielder, number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
First pitch to Martinez is in there, taking for a called strike. Low and one to start off. Swung on, driven into left field, going back is Fedco, and he will make the grab on the warning track. And that's two away. Martinez put a ride in that one.
Now batting, catcher number 27, Victor Mesia.
Messia, the native of Venezuela, has struggled early on in this season. Just two hits and 24 bats. That pitch taken up high, evens it up with a ball and a strike. One foul tip. He's down. In the count, one and two. So Longo on deck. Rea very efficient so far through the first five outs. And that one inside. Tatum thought he was going to get the call. Light umpire did not make it. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way. Low and outside. That runs it full. Three balls and two strikes to the catcher. Messi digs in. Rea kicks. Fire. Swung on. Driven into left field. Fedco came in at first but had to backpedal a little bit and makes the grab right on the edge of the warning track. And that was the inning. 1-2-3 of the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the third. Listening to the radio.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite.
Jake Rucker, the third baseman, leading off for the Mighty Muscles. Rucker on the year batting 161. Sees that first pitch go by. The breaking ball for a strike. Oh, and one. Balls and a strike. Swanson fired just off the plate. And a strike is called as Rucker was not ready. So ball and two strikes. The umpire flagging Rucker for not being ready as the new pace of play rules do come into play now. Batter has to be ready and in the box by 9 seconds left on the pitch clock. It's a 14-second timer overall. Pitch on the way. Inside, chopped right, and out of play. Got in on the hand of Rucker, and he was able to foul it off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Normally, using the slide out, fouled off out of play, right into the stairwell, and into the concourse, 2-2. Have a fastball and a sinker, but he usually uses that sinker. Slider change to go with it. That one outside, called strike three.
No flex, so
one down,
no
second strike out.
Oh, so they know better. They know better.
Now batting, second baseman, number four, Mikey Perez.
Also a former UCLA Bruin. Takes the first pitch for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Him, former teammate Noah Cardenas. Both drafted by the Twins organization. Perez fouled. Balls, 2 strikes. Swanson kicks, fires, and did he go? Yes, he did. Cool. That brings up the catcher.
Now batting catcher number 15, Dylan Tatum.
Tatum, the catcher, in the year batting 208. He does have home run so far this season. First pitch, he sees. Called a ball, 1-0 to start off the count. Swanson fires that one in there now. 1-1 as Tatum watches that one go by for a strike. One strike. Pitch on the way, low and outside. Picked by Messi. Balls in strike for the righty, and another strike called. And now, Brian Meyer, the manager of the Mighty Muscles, coming in to talk to the home plate umpire. That's the second time a Mighty Muscle has not been ready for a pitch. Third base coaching area. Now 2-2 count to Dylan Tatum. 2 strikes. Swanson kicks, fires, swung on. That's going to be a base hit over the head of Palmigiani. First hit of the game for Fort Myers. And that'll be a 2-out Miller. The shortstop will come up.
Now batting, shortstop, number 21, Noah Miller.
Noah Miller grounded out to Machado over at second. One on, two away. That pitch taken inside for ball 1-0. Fouled off into the netting now, 1-1. Coming into the game, Miller just batting 176. One pitch from Swanson, that one up high. Two balls, one strike. That one called the ball, looked close. 3-1 count now to Miller. 3 balls, 1 strike. Del Tatum, the catcher, over on first, 2 away. Swanson sets, kicks, fires outside for ball 4. Puts a runner in scoring position now for Emmanuel Rodriguez, the center
fielder. Now batting, center fielder, number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Struck out swinging in his first at bat. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. Pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off left side, I believe. It's close to the line. That bounced right into the first couple rows of seats. Foul out by 0-2 as the runners jog back to their respective bases. Del Rosario lost his hat in the process of trying to track that down. He settles back into position. An 0-2 count. Pitch on the way. Bounces in front. Good block by Messia, forcing the runners to stay put. Two strikes. Runners on first and second. Pitching away. A foul tip strikeout. Rodriguez down on strike. Second foul.
The bottom of the third inning for the Blue Jays, designated hitter number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
appearing in his eighth game of the season. First pitch from Raya to him is in there for a called strike. So DeLongo a third on the team, an OPS with an 845. Much of that coming on two home runs he hit in the opening series. 1-1 count, cut and a miss at the breaking ball. 83 mile an hour pitch. He is well on the front, 1-2. Way out of the windup, fires that fastball right by him, 93 mile an hour, and that's out number one.
Now batting shortstop, number 11, Raquelvin DeCastro.
Raquelvin DeCastro takes that first pitch for a strike, 0-1 to start him off. Tried to check the swing, but got a piece of the bat near the handle. 0-2. DeCastro hit a mammoth of a home run in game one of the season against the Bradenton Marauders. And he's down on strikes, three pitches.
Now batting left fielder, number 5, Angel Del Rosario.
Two away, bases empty. Shadows might be playing a little bit of a part here as they're starting to get in towards the mound. There's a bunt popped up towards the pitcher. Ray, a nice fielding job there, and gets it over to first in time for the out. And 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head back to the top of the fourth. But before that, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at 18.
Academy Bus, the East Coast leader in bus transportation services, is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays. Like those who wear the blue and white, we strive for excellence with every move we make. Our diversified fleet now features 54 and 38 passenger buses ready to move your group. To learn more about how we can help... Pick of the Twins back in last year's draft out of UConn. Fires that one right side. That's going to be foul into the top of the netting. It'll be 0-2. Start off Fedco in this at bat. Time being called as Gabriel Martinez retrieves the ball from right near the foul line, tosses it back towards the dugout, and it looks like we're ready. A reset of the clock is called. Swanson fires that one low and outside, 1-2 the count. Fedco on the year coming into today, batting 448. Really nice
starts his season. He sees that one. Fourth strikeout of the game.
Now batting number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Palmigiani, you can't get the handle on the transition. That'll put a man on with one away. It's going to go down as a base hit.
Four now batting, guys. Number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Fielder. He fouled out to Rainer Nunez back in the second inning. Foul tip on that first pitch. 0-1 to start him. One on, one out. Time called by the field umpire. Still 1-1. Sets, kicks, fires. That one in there, called strike now. One and two. One ball, two strikes. One on, one out. Pitch on the way. Chopper, third base side. Palmigiani makes the pickup. Throws across the infield to Nunez and gets the runner at first. But Cardenas does move over to second.
Now batting number 12, Jesus Feliz.
Palmigiani was playing a little far back. Wasn't going to be able to make the force out at second. Had to take the out at first. Now runner in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. Two down for Jesus Feliz. Takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Broke his bat on a sharp grounder toward Swanson. And now a grounder in the middle towards DeCastro. DeCastro on the pickup and in time on the out. And that will be it. Sam Brown, Esteban Machado, and Damiano Palmigiani all do up. First pitch to Desan Brown outside. Taking for ball one and up. Desan Brown was called out by via strikeout after not being able to check his swing. According to the home plate umpire, takes that pitch for a ball now 2-0. Chopper left side, he fouls that one off. Now a 2-1 count. Right out of the windup, and he checked his swing, but that was in there anyway. Two balls, two strikes to the center fielder. Grounder right side, picked up by Feliz. Toss it over to Rhea. Nice fielding job by the pitcher. That's one away.
Now batting number 14, Esteban Machado.
He comes up. He was caught stealing back in the first inning. On a really nice throw by Dylan Tatum. First pitch he sees is up high, 4-1-0. Kicks, fires, breaking ball just a little bit inside it looked, then 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Machado swings that one, grounder over to second. Mikey Perez with the pickup, and he will make the play in time to record the second out.
Now batting number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Two away. First pitch inside. Palmigiani backs away from that one a little bit now. 1-0 to start off his at bat. Not one in there. Rhea putting a little bit of extra oomph on it with that fastball at 94. Rhea's got a little bit of a Luis Garcia windup. Not as much of the extra dancing around, but reminds me very much of Astros pitcher. 1-2, flat one away. 1-2 from the righty, that one in there, called strike 3. Palmigiani down looking, and 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays yet again. Led to the top half of the fifth. We're zooming through this one, no score.
Jake Rucker.
Top half of the fifth, a new pitcher for the Blue Jays, Connor Cook, the righty coming in relief for Matt Swanson. Kind of a role reversal as to what happened last week against Tampa. In that game, Cook got the start, went 4 innings, and now first pitch to Jake Rucker is a soft fly ball, and that's going to fall in between Martinez and Machado. That's going to put the leadoff man on for Fort Myers.
And bring up now batting, number four, Mikey Perez.
As I was saying, in the first game of the Tampa series, Cook went 4 innings. Swanson came on in relief and pitched the next 4. Now Swanson has gone 4 in his start. Cook in here in the fifth. First pitch to Perez, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start off the right-handed second baseman. First, no outs. That pitch just a little bit outside, evens it up, a ball and a strike. One count. And that one in, breaking ball, got a piece of him. That's a hit by pitch for Perez. Puts runners on first and second now with no outs.
Now batting, number 15, Dylan Tatum.
Dylan Tatum, the catcher. Tatum singled in the left field for the first hit of the game for Fort Myers. First pitch from Cook is back to the backstop. Messier couldn't get in front of it. Both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Cook, the 2021 10th rounder out of Louisiana Lafayette. Two runners in scoring position, no outs. Huge opportunity for the Mighty Muscles. Cut and a miss there by Tatum. Now 1-1 the count. Cook, in his appearance in Tampa, went those 4 innings, gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. Cut and a miss there. A beautiful hook by Connor Cook. Doesn't throw the curve much, but I think that was that. A ball and 2 strikes. Really nice pitch to get ahead. Pitch on the way, and he sped it up a little bit and got him.
See you later, stinky.
One away. That's gonna
now batting, number 21, Noah Miller.
Oh for 1, he did draw a walk back in the third. That pitch gets back behind Messier. That's going to score a run. Rucker comes in to score, and Perez heads over to third now, still only one away. So Fort Myers, pass ball or wild pitch, I'm not sure which one it was. 1-0 count, infield now in. All of them on the grass. That one inside, taken for a ball. 2-0 now the count to Noah Miller. Cook fires. That one low. Now 3-0 count to the shortstop. Manuel Rodriguez, the center fielder, on deck. Pitch inside and a little low. Four pitch walk to the shortstop, and that's going to put runners on the corners, one away.
Now batting number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
There's some right side to that four pitch walk. There is a chance here for a double play. Corners will likely stay in the middle infield in double play depth. Rodriguez is 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Pitch, it's him just above the knee, right in the thigh, and Rodriguez is down. Trainer heads out to check on him. That loads the bases for Fort Myers. Second hit by pitch of the inning by Connor Cook. Still only one away. The bases will be loaded. Rodriguez insists on going over to first. The trainer will walk with him. And it looks like he will stay in this game. Drew Hayes, the pitching coach, talked to his pitcher, and that's going to bring up Kyler Fedko, the left fielder. The entire infield converges on the mound. Bases will be loaded. With only one away, a huge chance for the Mighty Muscles to extend their one run lead. The home plate umpire goes out to break up the meeting on the mound. Andrew Hayes turns around and walks back to the Dunedin dugout. Everybody will go back to their respective positions. And it will be Fedko at the plate. He's 0 for 2 on the day. He struck out swinging back in the fourth and flew out to center in the first inning. He's got a chance here to do a little bit of damage. Put a couple more runs on the board for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch inside. Went a little bit. Checked the swing, though. 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Cook fires, and a blooper just over the head of Machado that's going to score one coming around third, and not able to really corral it very well was Desan Brown, but two runs come in to score, and now runners on the corners again. Rodriguez advanced all the way over to third.
Now batting, number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Came in to score. Two RBI single for Kyler Fedko. It's going to bring out the DH, Noah Cardenas. Cardenas 1 for 2, lifts that one into right field. Martinez getting underneath that one, makes the catch right, and that's going to be a sacrifice fly for Cardenas, and the fourth run of the inning comes in to score for the Mighty Muscles.
Now batting, number 25, Kalai Rosario.
Fedko stays at first, and that's going to bring up Kalai Rosario. First pitch he sees is taken up high for ball 1-0. Rosario 0-2. One on, two away. Cook fires that one in there for called strike 1-1. First, and a cut and miss of that one. Now 1-2. Ball, two strikes, two away. Franco off the pitch, and a ball taken up high. The throw by Messi and not in time. And Fedko's into second with a stolen base. Another runner in scoring position for Fort Myers. Rosario at the plate. Pitch on the way, cut and a miss. Rosario down stepped out of that one, and a strike is called now. A little bit of argument between the home plate umpire and the Dunedin dugout as that pitch was kind of high in that pitch in there for a strike. Now Nunez quickly down 0-2. Swung on, driven into left field, that's going to hook foul. That had the distance. A little early. Nunez got all on a line on a frozen rope. Would have hit the window over there at Eddie's bar. Still an 0-2 count. That up high taken. 4-1-2. Ray still out there pitching for the Mighty Muscles. Swing on, popped up right side. That might sneak out of play, and it will. And almost a hat catch over there by the dad in the black shirt. Nunez keeps himself alive. Ball and two strikes. Swing on, that one's going to stay in the infield. Called off by Feliz, and he will make the grab. Four out number one.
Now batting number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
First pitch to him, cut and a miss. 94 mile an hour fastball up high. Couldn't catch up to it 0-1. Side. A ball and a strike. Ray working quickly. Fly ball right field. Rosario trying to make the grab, and he does not. A foul ball. It just was out of his reach. he went crashing in towards that low wall.
Let's
out
go.
Right field line.
Let's go.
Pitch, cut and a miss there. Martinez down on the strikes, and that brings up the catch.
Now batting number 27, Victor Mesilla.
Only 52 pitches so far. First pitch to Mesilla up high, taking for a ball. 1-0. Caught and a miss at that breaking ball now. A ball and a strike to Messi. And normally back before the pace of play rules, you'd be able to break up a pitcher's timing and step out as Messi cuts and misses that one again. Now you kind of have to let the pitcher work at his own pace, and when he's on like he is now, it's really tough to get back into the advantage. Two balls, two strikes. Reyes kicks, delivers, cut and a miss. Seventh strike out of the night for Marco Reyes. We'll end the inning. We'll end to the top half of the sixth. You're listening to the Inning Blue Jays Radio Network. Let's take a look at some upcoming promos.
Don't miss out on the great weekly promotions right here at TD Ballpark.
On Thursday, we have Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Come in, pay for a ticket, and you get a dollar 12-ounce beer all night if you'd like. Friday, we got BOGO Margs and House Wine. That's right, BOGO Margs and House Wine. And if you got any kids on Saturday night, we let the kids run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Sixth, first baseman Jesus Feliz leading it off for Fort Myers. Over 2 on the day. Connor Cook's down out there pitching for the Blue Jays. First pitch is low and outside, taken for a ball. 1-0. Four runs scored by Fort Myers in the last inning. That pitch up and in. Feliz backs away from it. They scored those 4 runs on just 2 hits. Two-oh count. Cook kicks, fires. Chopper right side. That's going to be foul. 2 balls and a strike. Sun's just about set, and El Del Rosario is still holding his glove up towards his eyes, trying to keep it out of his face. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, swung on, grounder over to short, picked up by DeCastro, throw across is in time for the out, and that'll be one away. Jake Rucker, the third.
Now batting, number eight, Jake Rucker.
Led off the last inning with a single into right field. Came around and scored the first run of the night. And the first of four in the last inning. First pitch to him is low and outside. 1-0 to start off the third baseman. Rucker 1-for-2. Struck out looking back in the third. Swung on again. Chopper over to short. Picked up by DeCastro. Going to be a tougher play here. And a good scoop by Nunez to get the out. Nice play. The ball took a little bit of a weird hop to DeCastro's right. He had to flat foot throw that all the way across, and it skipped right in front of Nunez, who made a
now batting
nice
number four
pick.
Mikey Perez,
four out number two. Mikey Perez, the second baseman, now coming up. Perez 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in the last inning. First pitch to him outside, taken for a ball. The lights came on just after Messia made the catch on that pitch. Now 1-0 count to start off Perez. That one a little bit off the plate as well. 2-0 count. That one. Well, outside. Skip just in front of batter's box. And back to the backstop now. 3-0 count to Perez. And a strike called as Perez again was not ready. By the 9-second mark on the clock out there in center field. 3-1 outside, a four-pitch walk, but a 3-1 count.
Now batting, number 15, Dylan Tatum.
That brings up the catcher, Dylan Tatum. Tatum 1-for-2 on the night. Single and a strikeout. First pitch to him is outside, taking for a ball. Perez on first, 2 down. Cook, move over to first. Back in time is Perez. A little bit of a larger lead over there at first. Fakes the steal attempt, a throw over to first by Messia. Back in time is Perez. That ball was taken for a ball. Now 2-0 count to Tatum. Perez at first trying to get in the head of Cook as Tatum takes that for a strike, now 2-1. Balls, one strike. Cook kicks, fires that one in there, called strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Just on that outside corner. Cook, runner goes, throw is not in time. Machado forced to his left on the Messia throw, applied the tag, was hoping for Perez to slide past the base, but he did not. Now a runner in scoring position, a full count to Tatum at the plate. 3-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Tatum down looking. And the runner stranded at second. Right to the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays radio number. Struck out swinging back in the third inning. First pitch to him is taken for ball 1-0. Marco Reyes still pitching for the Mighty Muscles. He's gone five so far without allowing a run on only one hit and seven strikeouts, a 1-1 count to Sotolongo. Caught in the midst of that one. The slider down and away is baffled hitter so far. They haven't been able to keep away from it. 1-2, cut in and missed the high fastball. A quick work of Sotolongo, and that's strikeout number 8 for Reyes.
Now batting number 11, Raquelvin DeCastro.
He's 0 for 1 on the strikeout, a foul tip there now. 0-1 to start off DeCastro. Low and outside slider he was able to hold off of. Now 1-1. Defense hasn't had to do a ton. 8 strikeouts so far. Did he check his swing? He did. Now 2-1 count. Fort Myers does have some action in the bullpen. Caught and a miss. There's that low slider again. Now a 2-2 count. Malik Barrington out there warming up, and DeCastro watches that one go by for strike three.
Now batting number 5.
And he went and it actually called strike anyway. That one was a little high enough. Probably caught the zone. Now 0-2. Just 67 pitches, 68 for Marco Reyes. And that one in there, called strike three. Strikes out the side. And 1-2-3, very, very quickly. Okay, we'll head to the top half of seven through six. 4-0 lead for Fort Myers. the seventh. Shortstop Noah Miller leading it off for the Mighty Muscles. He's 0 for 1 with two walks. Takes that pitch up and in. 1-0 to start him off. There's five hits between the two teams, but through these first six innings. 1-0 pitch in there for called strike. Evened it up 1-1. Connor Cook, the righty, still out there pitching. There's 40th pitch, just 17 being strikes. Swung on, grounder, right side picked up by Machado, and he bowels it a little bit, and the throw is in time. Good recovery by Esteban Machado to record the out, and that's one down.
Now batting, number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Very, very close play. Machado moving to his left. Tough pickup. Bounced up, hit him in the chest. He had to scramble to pick it up and get it over to Nunez for the out, but he did. 1-0 count to start off Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 2, hit by a pitch. Struck out twice. Chopper right side foul. About 4 or 5 feet. Foul first base bag. Infield faded right. Outfield faded a little left. That one just inside. 2-1. Malik Barrington warming up in the Fort Myers pen. 2-1 pitch. Inside corner. Call it a strike. 2-2. Evens it up. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Bases empty. Cook kicks, fires. Fouled off left side. Two count still for the center fielder. Cook again, 2-2. Inside, now a full count. That ball is two strikes. Pitch on the way. Chopper right side foul again. Rodriguez staying disciplined, keeping himself alive. Fighting off the tough pitches. Three, two again. And a foul ball hit the top of the helmet of Victor Mesia. I believe that was the curveball again, yeah. 77 miles an hour. Surprises hitters when he does, and then he followed it up with an 89. Two down for Kyler
Fedko. Now batting number 11, Kyler Fedko.
Bases are empty, two away. Top half of this seventh inning, a 4-0 ballgame in favor of the visitors. Inside, curveball didn't hook enough. Count. One oh. Swung on. Fly ball right field. Martinez going back towards the track and will make the grab on the run. And that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go. The Mighty Muscles will head to the bottom half of the seventh. But not before the stretch.
Fans, it's now time to get up for the seventh inning stretch. On the pitch for the Mighty Muscles, right-hander number 44, Malik Barrington.
No runs, 10 strikeouts, 69 innings. A real nice outing, I'd say, from
you. Gotta fight for your right to play.
Former fourth round pick back in 2020.
Now was Ben 17.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 3, Desaun Brown.
Two innings, walked one, struck out two, didn't allow a hit. His only appearance on the year, Desaun Brown, the leadoff man, the top of the order comes back around. That first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Takes that pitch outside for a ball now, 2-0. Blue Jays have gone 1-2-3 in each of the first six innings so far in this game. They only managed a hit in the first by Machado, fouled off left side by Desaun Brown, now a 2-1 count. Desaun Brown 0-2 today. Marco Rea recording a career high 10 strikeouts. Fantastic outing by the righty. That pitch in there. Now 2-2 count. Luke Barrington. Undrafted free agent. Signed with the Twins back at the end of last season. Foul right into the Mighty Muscles dugout. Still 2-2. Jacksonville, just a few hours from here. Pitch on the way, outside, now 3-2. Full count for Desaun Brown. Huge to get him on here to lead off this inning. He's got a ton of speed. Swung on, grounder left side, overpicked by Fedco. Excuse me, that was... throw across the infield. Nice play out there by Jake Ruffin.
Now batting number 14, Esteban Machado.
Machado, the second baseman. He's got the only hit of the day for Dunedin. That pitch well outside, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. That one just a little outside as well, now 2-0. Caught and I missed that one now. A 2-1 count to the second baseman. Nobody on. Sun is completely set as we are underneath the lights here in TD Ballpark. 2-1 caught and a miss there. 91 mile an hour fastball. Count squared at 2. Kicks, fires, cut, and a miss on the off-speed. Machado's down on strikes, and that's going to bring up...
Now batting, number 6, Demiano Palmagiani.
Palmagiani now up, who has struck out twice, one looking, one swinging out. Hit chopper left side. Nice pick over there by Donnie Murphy. Standing ovation. crowded a little bit. 0-1 count. Base is empty. Two outs for Palmigiani. Swing on. Pops out one in the infield. Noah Miller underneath that one. It's going to be called off by Mikey Perez, and he'll make the grab just on the outfield grass. Three up, three down for the seventh inning in a row. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Fans, we are just getting started here at TD Ballpark, and there's lots. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Mighty Muscle Dinas.
The first 1,000 fans are going home with a DJ Fishing bobblehead courtesy of Pisces. Top of the eighth, Noah Cardenas, the DH, leading it off for the Mighty Muscles. Connor Cook still out there on the mound for the Blue Jays. First pitch is a little low, taken for a ball by the DH. 1 and 0 to start it off. Swung on, chopper left side, just a little foul, about a foot to the left of the third base. It's a 1-1 count to the DH. Cardenas officially 1-for-2 on the day. Reach on an infield single. Flew out to right and also had a sacrifice fly out to right. Drove in. A run back in the fifth. And pitch taken for ball now. 2-1. I think they're going to call another strike as Cardenas was not ready at the 9-second mark. Home plate umpire being very strict about it is a new rule. They had a grace period for the first series. And a cut and a miss there. Cardenas out on strikes. And that will be out number one.
Now batting number 25, Kalani Rosario.
He's 0-for-3 on the day. He's one of two Mighty Muscles yet to reach base. And a foul tip. He tried to check the swing gate. Got a piece of the end of the bat on it. 0-1. Cook fires. And a foul tip. Got a piece of Messia. Rolled halfway back out to Connor Cook. He swaps baseballs with the umpire and climb back onto the mound, 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Good take there by Rosario, 1-2 count now. That slider down and away, always tough to lay off of. two. Cut and a miss. Down on strikes.
Now batting, number 12, Jesus Feliz.
Jesus Feliz, the first baseman. First pitch, fouled off into the back netting. 0-1. Feliz, the other mighty muscle yet to reach base. That pitch in there now. 0-2 the count to the first baseman. Six strikeouts so far for Connor Cook. His stuff is very deceptive when he's on point. That pitch up high. We started to offer at it, but able to pull back in time. That 92-mile-an-hour fastball just above the zone. One ball, two strikes, two away. Pitch on the way in there, called strike three. Feliz down on strikes for the first time.
Sit right? Down.
Three up, three down. No, the mighty muscle was in the bottom half of the eighth. He was taking the Dunedin Blue Jays. Game in favor of the visiting Mighty Muscles. Brandon Nunez, the first baseman, leading it off. First pitch in the inside. Excuse me. Four ball, one and out. First seven innings for the Blue Jays. They are all sat down in order. There's the drive to right field. And losing it a little bit in the light, and it actually goes out of play. It hooked way farther foul than it originally looked. Rosario lost sight of it. And luckily for him, that ball was tracking foul. 1-1 count now to Nunez. One pitch from Barrington. Cut and a miss. The changeup got him. Now 1-2. Righty-righty matchup. 1-2 on the way. Picked up by Miller. The throw will be not in time, but it got away from Feliz. We'll see how they rule that. And that's going to be an infield hit. Real tough play. Noah Miller, the shortstop, moving to his right, and that's going to be Dunedin's second hit.
Now batting, number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
Gabriel Martinez, the right fielder. The first hit for Dunedin since the first inning. Matter of fact, the first base runner since the first inning. First pitch to Martinez, swung on, driven into center field, going back is Rodriguez, and that is going to be missed out, and that's going to bounce over the wall. It's going to be a ground rule double. Back back-to-back hits here for Dunedin. Maybe we got something going. Martinez did stumble. Grounded first. Ground rule double. Gets him on second no matter what.
That's now batting number 27, Victor Mesilla.
No out. We need to cut this lead. First pitch to Messi. Swung on, driven deep, and that's going to hook foul. Oh, man, that was long gone if he could have kept it fair. Victor Messi does have a ton of pop. And he can definitely run into one just like he did there, but a little bit early on the swing. 0-1, swung on, driven into right field a little higher. That's going to get out of play. Now, no 2 count to Messi. So along with DH on deck, followed by Castro. Nunez on third, Martinez on second. A base hit should have enough speed over there at second. 0-2, that one up and a little outside. Good take there by Messi. One ball, 2 strikes. 2 on, no outs. Swung on, Crowder over to second. That should score a run. Picked up by Perez. The out will be made, and Dunedin is on the board. Martinez advances over to third on the out.
Now batting, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
One away, that first pitch taken for a strike. 0-1 to start off Sotolongo. Barrington, that's his first run he's given up this season. That one taken for a ball. A strike, runner 90 feet away. Swung on, grounder over to third. That's going to be mishandled, and Sotolongo is going to get on. That should end up being an error on Jake Rucker. That went right under his glove. And that is, they do call that an E5. And the run comes in to score. Just like that, Dunedin has cut the lead in half now.
Now batting, number 11, Raquelvin DeCastro.
One on, one out, the tying run at the plate, DeCastro. Batting 214 on the year, but he does. He hit one in game one of the season against Bradenton. 0-1 count as he swung through that first one. Barrington kicks, fires, swung on, chopper left side, picked up by Miller, over to second for one, and first for two, and a nice double play by the Fort Myers defense to end the inning, but Dunedin cuts the lead in half, and they've got themselves a chance here as we head towards the ninth inning. Top of the ninth coming up, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays. back here in the top half of the ninth. New pitcher for Dunedin is going to be the righty number 28, Ryan Boyer. He takes over for Connor Cook after he goes four innings. First batter he'll face is the third baseman, Jake Rucker. First pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, and 1-7-8-9 in the order for Fort Myers. Boyer, the former undrafted free agent out of Pittsburgh Bradford. Features a fastball slider, cut and a miss. That 94-mile-an-hour heater up above the zone got him to take a hack at it now. 0-2. Played Indy ball with the Milwaukee Milkmen. 2.72 ERA. 30 games with them. That fastball seemed to be outside. Low and outside. 95. Boyer pumping heat so far. One and two. And a foul tip strikeout.
Sit down.
Rucker down on the strike. Second time. That'll bring up the second baseman, Mikey Perez.
Now batting, number four, Mikey Perez.
Ryan Boyer making his third appearance on the year. He struck out four through three innings worth of work. That pitch fouled. 0-1 to start off Perez. He has given up two earned runs in those three innings worth of work. The one slider doesn't break enough. Ball and a strike to Perez. Perez 0-for-1, but he's reached on a hit-by-pitch and a walk, and he scored a run. Caught and a miss there. 70-mile-an-hour slider gets him way early out on that. A ball and two strikes. One, two. Fastball is popped up and out of play. Just able to get a piece of it. Boyer kicks, fires, slider, that's popped up, that's going to stay, that should stay in play. Victor Messia can't make the grab, he overran it, tried to get it on the back pedal. A bit upset with himself, but 1-2 count, Perez able to stay alive. Hunter McMahon. Muscles. He should be on for the ninth inning. Swung on, that's pop up right side. Nunez trying to get to that, and that's going to go out of play. Right on the walkway of the bowl. Now still 1-2. Perez doing a nice job of fighting to keep himself alive. Two pitch on the way. Slider down and away gets Perez swinging. Two up, two down, two strikeouts. But that's going to bring up the catcher, Dylan Tatum, who's struck out twice himself. Blue Jays down by two, top half of the ninth. They've got the home half to work with. They've given themselves the chance after scoring two in the last half inning. Boyer, first pitch, cut and a miss by Tatum. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, can't catch up to it. Eleven pitches, nine of them being strikes. By Boyer, he looks kind of dialed in right now. That one outside. 94-mile-an-hour. Evens it up 1-1. One and one. catch at the plate. Base is empty, two outs. Driven into center field, Desan Brown tracking that one, getting underneath, and he will make the grab. And 1, 2, 3, go the Mighty Muscles. It's rally time as we head toward the bottom half of the night. Let's see what the boys can do. You're listening to the Dinning Illusions Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. Leading off for the Blue Jays is the left fielder Angel Del Rosario. Hunter McMahon, number 19, the righty on the pitch now in relief of Malik Barrington. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the at bat. McMahon making his fourth appearance on the year. He's thrown 5.2. Giving up 4 earned runs. That pitch in there now, 0-2 count to Del Rosario. Final line on Barrington, Malik Barrington. 2 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them being earned. Swung on, lifted into left field. That might be trouble. Noah Miller makes a nice catch over there on the line and jumps on the tarp. A really great job by Noah Miller.
Now
there's better set
of
chains
with a pocket full of hope screaming dollar.
Now betting, number 3.
Getting caught up with the joke. Have you ever served a fiend with a pocket full of soap? I can tell you things that you probably shouldn't know. Have you ever heard the screams when the body hit the floor?
One strikeout, didn't issue any walks. That first pitch to Desan Brown is low, taken for a ball, 1-0. Desan Brown 0-3 on the day. That one in there, taken. 4 strike now, 1-1. The count even up. Scored 2 in the last inning to get this closer. Foul tip. And now Desan Brown down 0-2. 1-2, excuse me. Ball 2 strikes. Esteban Machado on deck. Got to get a base runner here. 1-2. Swung on. That's going to be foul. Good piece of contact there by Desaun Brown. It goes just foul. He hooked it a little bit. Ball two strikes. Love the Desaun speed on the base paths right now. It'll definitely create a distraction for Hunter McMahon. Pitch on the way, that one outside just a little bit, called a ball. Squares the count up at two. Two and two now. Tatum and McMahon both thought that was going to be a strike call. Now the pitch. Swung on, grounder at the middle. McMahon gets out of the way, picked up by Perez, and a nice play over there for out number two.
Now batting number 14, Estevez.
Started, I believe, a minute after 6:30, which was the scheduled start time. We're here at 8:29. Estevez Machado, the second baseman, 1-for-3 on the day as Donnie Murphy gets out of the way that one. To start off Machado. Singled in the left back in the first. Was caught stealing. Struck out and grounded out the second. Leading down to their last out. Down by two. Damiano Palmigiani on deck. That one low. Take it for a ball, 1-1. You love the get a guy on for Palmigiani, at least give yourself a chance. The leading hitter on the team, both in average and power. 1-1, swung on. Sounded like a broken bat grounder over to short. Noah Miller, the throw is in time, and that will do it. Just under 2 hours, the game time here. Myers takes this game by a score of 4-2. They move to 8-2 on the season with the 8-3.
And that's your ball game. The final score of tonight's game. The Mighty Muscles scored 4 runs on 4 hits and committed 1 error. The Blue Jays scored 2 runs on 3 hits and committed no errors. The winning pitcher is Marco Raya. The losing pitcher is Connor Cook.